I got to give a quick shout out to my very good friend, Kevin from St. Louis. His son was playing in a tournament in Branson at the Ballparks of America. They are the St. Louis Swarm, and they won their tournament.
Wow. Nice job, guys.
So they did great. I know his son was pitched. And what really kind of blew my mind, and for a lot of you parents, this is going to be no surprise to you, but it is for me because I don't have kids. These kids, and they were, his son was age 9.
How good they are.
They have walk-up songs.
They do? They're 9?
They have walk, they have parents.
Stop.
That have, and once again, I know a lot of you parents are like, yeah, duh, Foch, this is not news to me.
No, this is news to me, too.
This blew my mind. This was the first thing that I noticed. Not only was Ballparks America a beautiful complex.
Used to be like the Red Roof Mall, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. I was actually telling my buddy Kevin. I'm like, yeah, I remember when this was a mall.
Yes.
Sounded like my dad. You know, there used to be.
Yeah.
There used to be a bunch of shops around here where you could go shopping. But now they're ballparks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went. And absolutely outstanding field. But I'm listening to these kids walk up, and they have, like, Imagine Dragons. One kid's walking up the Lil Nas X. And
oh,
then it's
geez.
Like, it's a recorded announcement. Now batting number 9. Cody Smith.
That's
and then they're walking up to Lil Nas X, man. Just
Stop.
Walking up there, and I'm like, Kevin, what the... I go, am I missing out something? He goes, he was kind of like me, because at first I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, how... And he goes, that's how I was. My buddy Kevin was my... Like, he was 3 houses down. We grew up together. We used to play baseball on the side of my parents' house.
Yeah.
We used to play Commodore 64 together. I used to watch him. He used to play drums. So he would, like, drum, and I would, like, sing. We would do, like, little concerts in his basement.
That's
It was so much
so
fun. And I'm like, hey, man. And he goes, yeah, I reacted the same way. I was like, hey, he goes, we played a team, and they had walk-up songs. And he's like, dude, what's up with that?
Yeah,
and he
goes,
and then a couple weeks later, he's like, I need to figure that out. So he downloaded an app where you can download, I guess, some app where it has a walk-up song, and you record, you plug a microphone in your phone, and you record the kids' names on your Little League team, and then put it to a song, whatever they want, whether it's an Imagine Dragons song. I don't think anyone was walking up to Ariana Grande.
No, probably not.
And I didn't hear any Taylor Swift either. Heard a lot of Imagine Dragons. So
that
and he's like, and I
nuts.
Hooked it up, and he goes, now I'm like the DJ. And I'm like, dude, how much do you get paid for this?
Nothing.
I'm like,
you do it for the kids. For the kids.
Like, what's happening? So that, right, I mean, I started to get upset about it. I was almost kind of like, this is ridiculous.
Like,
come
that's
on,
a
man.
Extra.
But then I'm like, dude, if I was 9, how BA would that be?
Seriously.
Walking up to whatever your, what would your walk-up song be?
Mine would be Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay, so not threatening at all. Everybody would be like, okay, she just wants to dance. I don't know. She wants to bunt and maybe get her way on to first base. Dance down the line.
Well, that's my favorite song.
So I
what would yours be?
Easy. Nelly, Batter Up.
Oh!
You know, not just because it's baseball, just because Nelly, St. Louis, you know, it pumps me up.
Of course.
So this would be, man, shouts out to the St. Louis Swarm. Congratulations on your championship. And shouts out to everyone who is 9, younger, or older that actually has walk-up songs.
Yeah, that's insane.
I started to be mad at it. Now I'm just jealous.
Yes.